Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on. Come on, y'all. Dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, is God good to me. Unbelievable. Yeah, he is. And I can only attribute it to one thing. It's just been a turnaround in my life. It's been me finally making a decision to see what all God has for me, but at the same time trying to be more God want me to be instead of more what I want to be. That's the trade-off. You know, you got to do something now. You know, you want God's blessings. You got to be willing to do something on his behalf. I'm not saying I got it right now because, man, I just don't. I'm just being real with you. I don't have it all together by any stretch of the imagination. I'm trying to get better in several areas. I'm praying about it. I'm working on it. But, you know, it's a process. And I've grown to accept the process. But I'm improving in a lot of areas from day to day. But I tell you what, man, my success, all that's going on with me, I can only attribute to this turnaround. And the turnaround was simple. I turned around and started looking at God. That was the simple move, man. I just turned around and started looking at him. And I was going, okay, I get it now. You created me. You're the creator. You have a purpose for me. I understand that now. Now, let me just walk in that purpose and let me get to doing that purpose. Now, my purpose and your purpose and their purpose and anybody's purpose could be different. And the way you go about the purpose can be different. And that's the part that I've really grown up to. I've opened up my mind to understanding that everybody's different. Nobody's quite the same. And that is not my right or position to judge, but to be of a forgiving spirit and understand and forgive those as I ask God to forgive me. See, that's the key. That's the key, y'all. So when you out here and you stuck on this unforgiveness, understand in the Lord's Prayer, there's a segment that says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. There's another version that says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. It's two different versions. But either one, it means the exact same thing. It means simply this, that you are asking God to forgive yours like you forgive others. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. When I cross the line with you, God, handle me the way I handle people when they cross the line with me. You feel what I'm saying to you. See, you understand that? That's the breakdown of it. Best way I can give it to you. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgive me, God, for stepping over the line like I forgive those that step over the line on me. That's the hard part, man. That's the part, man, I've really been working on. I've been really trying to get that together. And so I've learned forgiveness a lot better over the past 5 years than I have before. And it's paid off. I can't tell you how it's paid off, because now God's mercy and grace is all over me, because I've learned to become more graceful. Now, I ain't graceful like him. I ain't merciful like him, but I've learned to become more graceful, more merciful. Because, man, I can't live my life like that. I just got sick of me, man. You mad at me, now I'm mad at you. You hating on me, now I'm going to hate on you. I ain't got time for that, man. I've got you. Look here, you got somewhere to go. Hate take up time. It's time consuming, hating. Trying to seek revenge, it's time consuming. It take up way too much of your time to seek revenge when vengeance ain't really yours. That's another one. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. It ain't yours. So now when you go to seek it, to take it out, guess what you're doing? You're doing something now, man. Now you off into an area that you got no business being in. And instead of steady climbing your ladder like you're supposed to, you didn't take out time for vengeance. To hate. I'm a hater. I'm going to be a blogger. I'm going to blog about so-and-so. When you're blogging about somebody, and most of these people you don't even know, when you blogging about somebody, what you doing? What you hating? It takes time to hate, man. I just decided, man, I got to take all my time. And instead of doing time and being active, I got to be proactive. See, some people get that confused, being active and being proactive. Pro is positive. pro means to move forward. You know, if you put pro in front of most words, it's a positive influence. You know, there's the pros and the cons. The pros is the good side. The cons is what can go wrong, the bad side. You know, if you're active, that's one thing. But if you're proactive, you're going forward in a positive direction. When you become a pro, that means you're the best of the best at whatever it is you've chosen to be. I'm a pro. So somehow, and I'm no English teacher or grammatical guy, the word pro, a lot of times, when you put it in front of something, means positiveness. So now, a lot of people think that if you just active, something ought to happen. Well, I'm doing something. And that's what happens, man. We just find ourselves doing a lot of busy work that really ain't about nothing and ain't going nowhere. It ain't got no direction or no purpose because we haven't tried to find out the direction or purpose. So you wake up and your wheels are spinning. You a hamster on a treadmill. You're running real fast, but you're just going in the same spot. You understand? That's because you're just out here being active instead of proactive. Why don't you get God in your life? Why don't you turn and face your creator and find out how to become more proactive so you can do things to move yourself forward, how you can get your life off the ground and get off the treadmill and really get it rolling in the direction that it need to be going, man. I'm telling you, God can make that change for you if he see you making the change for him. See, the whole key, man, the whole key is you got to be willing to do something. You got to give God something to bless. Bless me, God. And then you go sit on your couch and you ain't trying. Okay, bless me, God, with what? What he working with? He can't have the people hire you if you ain't put the app in. Come on, man. Well, how you think this works? You know, he can't heal your body if you ain't going to take the medicine and you ain't going to do none of the things to counteract. You know, you can't get lung cancer and then keep smoking and then expect the blessing to come. Come on, man. The blessing comes when you make a proactive step, when you try to do something on the positive side. Look, man, I'm going to quit messing around with all these people. I'm going to start going home. I'm going to leave these women alone out here. You got to say, all right, man, I ain't going over there tonight. I just ain't going to get. Then God can work with you. God, help me stop seeing all these women. But you steady going over there, calling them, setting up stuff. Well, can't nobody help you? Because once you get over there, you already know. See, you got to get proactive. You got to do something yourself. You make one step, he'll make two. That's the key, man. So come on, y'all. You know, we can straighten this thing all the way out for ourselves. You don't have to be wondering what's going on all the time. You don't have to be confused anymore. You don't have to have your life in a rut. You don't have to hate waking up in the morning. You don't have to feel like your life is going nowhere. There is an answer for all of this. Turn around and look at God. What you got to lose? Why would you not try it? Just turn around and face him. Turn around and try to make yourself a more righteous brother. Just look, man, I'm going to do better. You feel me? All right, let's go today, y'all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, get it together. Brace yourselves. Monitor your business. Turn your radio on up because it's about to go down. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Harvey Morning Show is now officially on. Shirley Strawberry.
It's about to go down.
For real.
Good morning.
Junior.
Morning, Unc.
The food.
In the building.
Everybody's accounted for.
Yes.
Yeah, feeling pretty good, man. Wow. Didn't watch CNN last night at all. Don't know what's happening. I was just too tired to see what the hell he did today. Anything happen I need to know about?
Child, he trying to hope and pray that Roger Stone don't run his mouth.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. Yeah. Roger Stone going to flip like a pancake.
Yeah, yeah.
You let me tell you something. Steve. He don't even look like he be an inmate. Yeah. All these people talking about I'm loyal. Ain't none of them people. Ain't none of them hard.
No.
They all do white collar crime. They tell.
Yeah,
yeah, ain't nobody in there for assault.
They snitch and they rat.
Yeah, they all in there. Man, let me tell you something. Roger Stone ain't finna do no time. You're talking about he'll never testify against the president. When they tell you how many years you're going to get,
right.
you're going to tell something.
See what happened to Michael Cohen.
Boy, let me tell you something. And Trump and them, they have been threatening this guy because that statement's about, ask his father-in-law.
Oh, so, yeah, I know.
You know, Trump be throwing stuff out, like, out of nowhere.
Yep.
And it is always connected to something.
King of distraction.
Well,
you know what they said, Steve, when Roger Stone came out that day and said, I'll never testify against the president. That was his code for, I'm going to need that pardon.
Pardon me.
Because
Pardon me.
Hey, bro. Like a bro, let me tell you something. He finna sing.
Yeah.
He's finna sing.
Warming up his vocal cords.
President going to have to pardon himself in a few years.
Right.
But, you know, and the beat goes on, don't it, guys?
Yeah, it does.
Everything good, man. Keep living your life. Mm-hmm. I still, even when things go wrong, I just keep expecting that it's all for a reason. I'm just looking for great things to happen, man. It's 2019, man. I got it shaking. You know, maybe he want me to take a break. You know, I don't know what the plan is. I'm just listening.
Yeah.
But, boy, let me tell you something, boy. Ooh, what he going to do for me, though? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna need everybody to be paying attention. That's all I can say.
He suck all his teeth right there.
I'm gonna need everybody's undivided attention.
All I heard was lips.
Yes.
He sucked his teeth
all the way across too. I can't do it.
Well, you got it.
You done had it proper equipment, Junior.
Yeah, he had all of them.
Yeah, man.
He can floss with his lips.
No. That was funny though, it was funny. You don't think I heard that? I think you heard it. I'm from the hood, I had these big lips the whole time.
You don't understand, y'all can't write the stuff been written about me.
All right, guys, up at 32 after the hour, we're going to switch gears a little bit. Some sad news. We're going to pay tribute to the R&B legend. He was a friend of the Steve Harvey Morning Show, James Ingram. Singer extraordinaire, passed away yesterday. And we'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
R&B legend James Ingram, who hit number one on the charts with Baby Come to Me and Yama Be There and 100
Yama
Ways,
be
Steve.
There. Up. Sit on, y'all gonna be there.
Michael McDonald.
Y'all gonna be there. Uh-huh. Compliment.
100.
That's your song.
What she does, send her roses just because. If it's violin she loves, let them play. Man, they don't write no songs like that. James Ingram was a bad boy. What else was there? Another hit too?
Baby, come to me.
Baby, come to me. Let me put my arms around you like it was meant to be.
You better sing.
Oh, boy.
Come on, man. Channel that Ingram.
Every
what about
day.
Just Once?
Oh,
yeah. He on verse two.
Boy, that was a jam, boy. Luke and Laura made that famous on
General Hospital.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Luke and
Laura. Boy, him and Patty Austin, boy, they made some money with that, man. James Ingram was just a good-spirited dude, man.
Yes, he was.
Well, I heard Debbie Allen, boy. Him and Debbie was good friends.
Best friends, yeah.
That's how I found out about it.
Yeah.
Debbie Allen posted.
According to TMZ, the cause of death was brain cancer. James Ingram and his longtime collaborator, Quincy Jones, co-wrote Michael Jackson's smash, PYT.
Yep.
And then you just mentioned Debbie Allen, Steve. She's just heartbroken. She broke the news on social media. Like you said, she posted, I have lost my dearest friend and creative partner, James Ingram, to the Celestial Choir. He will always be cherished, loved, and remembered for his genius, his love of family, and his humanity. I am blessed to have been so close. We will forever speak his name. Wow.
Great dude. Great dude.
He had a large family, talent. Right? He did have a few kids. I think about six kids or something, right?
Six kids?
Yeah, I think he had.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. Yeah,
just he's a cold dude, man, at that point.
Yeah.
They haven't said what he passed from.
Yeah, brain cancer. Brain cancer. Brain cancer.
Oh, wow. I didn't know. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Do y'all remember Just Once?
Yes.
Just Once?
Yes. Oh, that was a jam. Wow. How can, they played that at our eighth grade graduation.
How can you stop the music playing, what we remember?
Keep doing wrong. Mm-hmm. Just Once.
Yeah.
Can we figure out what we keep doing wrong?
You better sing, Harvey.
That stuff in my soul, man.
Yeah, right.
It's all down in me, man. I wouldn't get it. Junior sang it. I didn't get it. Tommy the one put the melody to it. Junior, I don't know what you said. So do what you did again.
I said, just once.
Yeah, that's He tried.
I like the way you fade your notes out. Just, one more time.
That's how I hit in my head. Just once.
Yeah. See how all his words just fade out. It throw you. Just once. You know, Junior. Before you sang the note, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to take the breath and you sang the note out. You don't suck the note in. Just one.
You go from the diaphragm.
Okay, show him how to do it.
And see, you pulling that in trying to sing it.
Show him how to do it, Steve.
Just once.
Okay, go ahead, Junior. Ooh.
Just once.
Just washed.
He's scared of
you
that.
You just wash what?
Once. Well, maybe try a different song.
It's fun.
Try 100 Ways with him.
Oh, that's okay. A big
compliment.
Ooh, my husband loves that song.
What she does.
Come on.
Send her roses, yes. Just because. If it's violin she loves, let them play.
Boy, you better sing this song. All right, try a little bit, Junior.
Oh, man.
Come on, Junior.
That's tough there.
First verse, okay.
Your
first line.
Arms tonight,
ooh,
she'll reflect that she owes you sweetest of debts. 500 ways. Find 100 ways. Come on, Junior.
Okay.
Try it, Junior.
Sing with me so I can just go ahead. Come on.
I'm going to do it low. You go on top now.
Okay.
Compliment what she does.
You can't do it.
You scared, Junior?
Okay, now let me try to do it without looking at you. I can't look at you. Because I'm hollering. All right, let's start over, Junior. All right, I'm going to do it without... Compliment what she does. Send her roses just because. If it's violin she loves, let them play.
Mm. Oh, okay. That was good.
Wait a minute. Did I just hit something?
You boy, get it.
Hey, I just don't be laughing at me. Pick your face up, man. Be proud. What?
Oh, my God.
It wasn't that bad.
He just sat up here surely and put his head up under the table.
He ashamed of me.
Yes.
And Junior.
Huh?
I wanted you to hit that note because I was going to boo you like Apollo. I'm talking about from the gut.
Jamie Jingle, man. Good brother.
Yes. What about Secret Garden?
Woo.
Oh, yes.
Lord.
Yeah.
Secret Garden?
Mm-hmm.
How'd that go?
Yes. Oh, he was in that.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Barry White.
He was in that.
That song.
He was in that like it was a movie.
Yeah,
El DeBarge, Barry White, Quincy Jones. Oh, yes. Come on. Yeah.
Come on, Hunk, give us a little bit.
Go ahead, Hunk.
Come on, let me hear it, Jay.
I want to read your mind.
Yeah. Come on,
man. I want to.
His feelings.
Who is it? Is that Michael
Parr? If this was Jodeci Jr., you.
I want to read your mind. Yeah, I had to hear
it. All right. We'll get it together during the break here. No, coming up next, it is the nephew with
Baby,
Run That Prank Back.
Come to me.
We love you, James Ingram. We'll miss you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, entertainment news. But right now, it is the nephew. He is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Can I borrow your freezer? Mm-hmm. Need to freeze a little something. Here you go.
Allied Equipment. This is Trina. How can I help you?
I'm trying to reach Dale. Dale's the manager, right?
Yes, Dale is the manager. How can I help you?
Okay, is Dale available? Is he there?
He's actually with a customer. Is there something that I can help you with or pass along a message?
Okay, so y'all Allied Equipment, what exactly do y'all have there? I'm going to make sure I'm calling the right place.
Oh, yes, of course. It's a restaurant supply company. So we have, you know, everything from freezers, refrigerators to your basic restaurant supplies.
Okay. Well, y'all do have freezers because that's what I'm trying to do. I've run out of freezer space, and I'm trying to see if possibly, you know, my back is up against the wall right now. I'm trying to see if I can possibly put something in one of you all's freezers for a couple of days until I get freed up on this end. So that's why I wanted to see if you guys would allow me to do something like that. Is that possible?
I'm a little confused. You don't want to buy a freezer. You just want to put something in one of our freezers?
I just want to put something in there for a couple of days because I have a freezer, but mine is completely full. And I'm trying to see if I can put something in you all's freezer until, you know, for a couple of days, and then I'll come back and get it.
I'm so sorry. We don't do that. If you wanted to come by and purchase a freezer, I'm happy to help you, but we don't allow outside vendors to put things in our freezers. That's I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I was told if Dale would hear what was going on, he might be able to help me, though.
Okay. You said your name was Kevin?
Kevin.
Okay, Kevin. If you just hold a moment, I will see if Dale can take your call.
That's what the hell I asked in the first place, is to speak to Dale.
Okay, then. Hold on a moment, please.
Hey, this is Dale. How can I help you?
Hey, Dale. How you doing? This is Kevin. And
hey.
I've been on the phone with your salesperson, but let me tell you what I'm trying to do, man. I'm trying to use you have a lot of walk-in freezers that you all sell, right?
Right, we do, yep.
Okay, so what I got is my freezer is completely full, man, and I'm right. My back is against the wall. You came highly recommended to give you a call. Is it possible for me to I need to keep something frozen for a few days. It's only going to be like 2 days. My freezer will be, half empty in a couple of days. I just need somebody to just kind of help me out here. Is it possible for me to bring something over there to keep it frozen for a couple of days?
You know, what we got is a showroom, you know, with different displays so you could see what different kind of refrigerators look in your restaurant. But, I mean, if you want to come and take a look at one, I could have you in if you're interested in buying one. But,
they're
just there for show, you know?
Right. No, I have a cooler. I have a freezer already, but like I say, mine is just full. In a couple of days, it won't be, and I really got to get this stuff on frozen, man. I'm gonna be in trouble. Like I say, I'm my back against the wall over here, man. And I can't remember who recommended you, but you came highly recommended that you might be able to show me a little love on this.
Look, I guess it comes down. It depends on what do you need. How much do you have that you need frozen? I mean, I don't even know what you
well,
got.
Well, I got three bodies that I need to get to keep, you know, to keep frozen, man. You know, we run a mortuary over here. This is Bozeman
bodies.
Mortuary. Yeah, we got three
people bodies.
Yeah, we got three bodies that, and like I said, my freezer's full, man. But in a couple of days, you know, these bodies, you know, the funerals would have happened, so we'll be freed up, you know. But right now, I got three bodies coming in today that I got to get in the freezer.
Are you crazy? Are you out of your damn mind?
No, I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious, bro. So, like I said, you came highly recommended. You know, and I'm just trying to get somebody to show me a little love. Man, you got those freezers. You don't have nothing in them. You know, I just need it for a couple of days.
You got to be out of your mind. We're not talking about ice. This isn't chicken wings or a pork shoulder. These are f***ing people. You are out of your f***ing mind, man.
But listen to me, Dale. Listen to me. You understand how serious this is. I have to keep them frozen. That's the reason why I'm calling you. I'm needing your help, man.
Yeah, I understand that. Look, if you want to, I'll have you come in. You buy your own freezer. You can put your own bodies in your own freezer. How am I supposed to show off my showroom with frozen bodies in the freezer?
But just don't show that one for a couple of days. You know what I'm saying? Don't show it. Or we'll just You know what? Here's what we could do. We could put the bodies in there, just cover them up, and people won't know what it is.
Yeah, and then I get a buyer that comes in and the cover falls off it and I got a frozen dead body in my freezer. Is that even legal?
I don't know, man. All I'm saying is, here's the deal, man. You came highly recommended. They told me that you would probably show me some love. I'm actually, you know, getting ready to load up and come your way.
Dude, you keep those dead bodies away from my store. I'm telling you right now. I can't hook you up on this one, all right? I just can't do it.
Okay, but we finna load up and come that way, though, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, what am I supposed to do?
I have no – you know what? You want to come talk to me. You want to buy a freezer for yourself, and you want to freeze your dead bodies on your own. I don't care. I'll sell you a freezer. I got no problem with selling you a freezer, but you're not bringing the bodies here. It's just not happening.
So if Alonzo calls you and green lights it, is it okay then?
I highly doubt Alonzo's going to call me and tell me to put three dead bodies on our showroom floor freezers. Highly doubt that.
Okay. But guess what Alonzo told me?
What did Alonzo tell you?
Alonzo told me to give you a call. He told me to give you a prank phone call. This is Nick Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on. Are you serious?
Yes, sir. Yes,
get
sir.
Out
yes,
of
sir.
Here. That's incredible. Oh, I'm having my chest hurts. Oh, jeez, that guy.
Oh, you just got pranked by your GM, baby. That's what's happening right here. All right, man, give me one more thing. You got to tell me this right here, Dale. What is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
It is the Steve Harvey Morning Show, my friend.
You know, sometimes you need a freezer. You know, mortuaries need freezers, too.
Wow.
And sometimes they get a little overloaded. You understand that? Yeah, I mean, it made sense, didn't it, that I called a man and want to borrow a freezer?
Nothing you do makes sense.
Three bodies. It was just three bodies.
Quit trying to act, put normalcy to this. You just like the damn president.
That was low.
That was insulting.
That was insulting.
You
actually got to take that back. This is playground talk. You got to take that back.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it
that was disrespectful.
I like the way it sounds.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get into some entertainment news. That's coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Some sad news in entertainment. This is according to TMZ. Grammy-winning R&B legend, singer-songwriter James Ingram has died from a battle with brain cancer. James had been fighting the cancer for an extended period of time. Actress and choreographer Debbie Allen reacted to the news on Tuesday, saying, quote, "I have lost my dearest friend." James Ingram recorded several chart toppers in the 80s, including his number one duet with Patti Austin, Baby Come to Me. Mm. Oh, Lord. Such great music. Jam. Yeah. 100 Ways and Just Once. He also won a Grammy for Yama Be There, his duet with Michael McDonald, and another for 100 Ways. He couldn't be denied with that one. James Ingram, of course, worked closely with Quincy Jones over the years, recording and writing hits. For instance, he and Q co-wrote Michael Jackson's PYT.
That's big.
Yeah.
That's my
yeah, pretty young thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Legend.
Steve, we losing all the great ones, man.
You know, man, legend. It's like, it's really sad because of
music.
You know, I had Chaka Khan on the show the other day.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And I asked Chaka Khan, I said, Chaka, what's the big difference between artists of yesterday in your era and artists today? And she, without hesitation, she said, it's talent.
Oh. Mm.
Wow.
Oh.
And
that was big.
And you know, what she's saying is, she's saying it from this standpoint. It's not to say that these artists today aren't talented.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some, I can go down the list of some bad people out there.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Beyonce is the Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of she's the queen
the best
of pop.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the best female performer I've ever seen in my life. I've seen all of them.
Wow.
I've seen them all. You know, I never saw Ella Fitzgerald perform. I heard her. But, mm-hmm. And I've heard Whitney's voice. Whitney's voice is the best I've ever heard.
Yeah.
But total performer is Beyonce. I've never seen that. There are some voices out there, you know, some stylists, you know. But of yesterday, what she was saying was, it was so many. It was nothing for you to do but say. You know, it was no, you know, rap wasn't out then. You know, you had to be able to sing, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
And even when rap first caught on, it was still R&B out there. Mm-hmm. We still had adult contemporary music. And the talent level was just outstanding.
Yeah.
And that's what it is today, man. It's just, you've got to go, every so often today, they produce a singer where you go, wow, there's Beyonce. Okay, that girl Adele can sing.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, you look around, you know, and you go, okay, now, wait a minute. Christina Aguilera can flat out blow. You know what I'm saying? Vivian Green can sing. Lettucey can blow. Alicia Keys, give it to him. Jill Scott, you know. But Jill Scott came out in 2000s. That was 18, 19 years ago.
Real strong.
Yeah.
Can you
That's
believe that?
That's crazy,
Real
man.
Strong.
Yeah.
So Shaka was back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You understand?
That was a different Living brand. Legend. Yeah.
That era of singers, you will never get again. I'm telling you, you'll never get them again.
Well.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Losing a great one.
Yeah. Well, anyway, yes, please, rest in peace, James Ingram. All right, Steve, time for today's headlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thanks, everybody. Yes, this is Ann Tripp with the news. The weather is still the big story in many parts of the country this morning. In fact, more than 75% of the U.S. population is going to face sub-zero temperatures. Sub-zero this week due to something called a polar vortex, which is pushing frigid air south from the North Pole. Now, in the Midwest, they're really getting it. The frozen air is being blamed for the deaths of at least three people so far. In Chicago, later today, the high is expected to be only 15 degrees below zero. That's the high temperature. That's, believe it or not, more cold than it is in Antarctica right now. Heavy snow is in certain parts has caused highway pileups and closures. Of course, thousands of airline flights have been canceled all over the country. It's so cold that mail delivery has been canceled in at least six states. Chicago police say they're investigating what looks like to have been a hate crime committed against Empire star Jussie Smollett. Authorities say that Smollett, who is gay, was attacked by two men yelling racial and homophobic slurs at him. They wrapped a rope around his neck, he says. The 36-year-old actor also says they threw some unknown substance on him and then started beating him. Jussie Smollett is reportedly in good condition, thank goodness. They're looking for those guys. California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris was in Ohio earlier this week after announcing her intention to run for president. The senator laid out her positions on the issues. For instance, Harris says she will not vote for a southern border wall, even though the Republicans are in charge of the Senate. And she addressed the DREAM Act or DACA recipients.
We should not be trading on your life for the sake of the political games that this president is playing in trying to vilify young people like you who are doing nothing except being productive and believing in and living the American dream.
Harris is the daughter of a Jamaican father and an East Indian mother, and she says she supports Medicare for all and dealing effectively with climate change. Her critics claim that as a prosecutor, her record was not that progressive. Well, you see that stuff working out on the campaign trail. Top officials in the nation's intelligence community strongly disagree with President Trump's boasts about what he's been able to accomplish with the North Koreans. Despite ongoing negotiations, the director of national intelligence says that Kim Jong-il does not appear willing to completely dismantle its nuclear program, which is something that Donald Trump has been saying, oh, yes, he's been successful in getting. The folks at Apple say they've disabled a group of chat malfunction problems on FaceTime. It was a software glitch that allowed callers to activate other person's microphones remotely, even if they didn't answer the calls. And ending today, unfortunately, with sad and shocking news. Yes, you heard Shirley and Stephen them talking about it. Grammy Award-winning singer James Ingram has died at age 66, reportedly of brain cancer. James Ingram was nominated for several Grammys and Oscars. He won two Grammys, one for Yamo Be There with Michael McDonald, and for this one. Again, singer James Ingram dead at age 66. He will be missed. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Jussie Smollett and the rest of the Empire cast will have armed security as production of the show continues. Jussie, as we all heard on yesterday, was hospitalized after he suffered a horrific homophobic and racist attack. This is also according to TMZ. Jussie was brutally attacked by two men who beat him up, put his head in a noose, and screamed, "This is MAGA country." You know what MAGA stands for, Make America Great Again. This, according to reports, Jussie arrived in Chicago from New York late on Monday. And around 2 a.m., he said he was hungry, and he went to a Subway to get something to eat, to get a sandwich, when shortly after that, he walked out, and on his way home, someone yelled, "Aren't you that F-word Empire N-word?" The two men, both white and wearing ski masks, viciously attacked Jussie as he fought back, but they beat him badly and fractured a rib.
Wow.
They put a rope around his neck, poured bleach on him, and as they left, they yelled, "This is MAGA country. Again, make America great again."
See,
they're looking for him.
Yeah.
The president needs to say something.
Denounce what happened. He does.
Yep.
He's not, but he should. I don't expect him to breathe a word about this. And the reason I don't think he's going to breathe a word about it is because he created those hats. There are people who put on those hats because Make America Great Again symbolizes to them, they want to go back to a period when they identify America as great again. That's why when I see a black person with that hat on, I'm completely shocked, because I'm trying to look at your black ass and try to figure out what period in the past you thought is we ought to go back to again. What 60s, 70s, 50s, 80s, where you trying to get back to that was so great for us? That startles me when I see black people with that hat on. But the white groups that wear the hat that are racist. Now, everybody that has the hat on is not a racist. It's not a white supremacist hate group.
Mm-hmm.
Some people wear the hat because they interpreted Make America Great Again something else. I don't see what that is, but they do. So you can't lump people together because they got a red hat on and call them a racist or a hate group. I don't believe that to be true. But when you put it on in the name of hat, then you're wearing the hat because that's what it does for you. And you got to look at the source, where the hat come from. It came from the dude that's in the White House.
Real talk.
Coming up at 34 after the hour, Ask Steve, as we celebrate the 10th anniversary of Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man.
Oh, sure we have.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of your book, Steve, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. I cannot believe it's been 10 years. I can't believe that.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Longevity of this thing, man.
So we're taking time now to ask Steve relationship questions from SteveHarveyFM.com. Now, here's a question. It's rather long, so get ready. Here's a question submitted from one of your loyal fans. Her name is Monica S. She says, "Hi, Steve. You were great with women and how to understand how men really think and are. Here's the new dilemma. Now that women are stronger, more successful, and have a voice, many men feel less than or not good enough to, quote, get her or ask her out. And I'm talking about many men. Can you do a show or start a movement for men on how to move with the cycle and not be intimidated of today's woman? To up their game as we women are, to rise to the occasion. I have this conversation with my 22-year-old often." So this is from Monica S. Steve.
Well, I think let me start it by saying this. First of all, ladies, the intimidation that men are feeling today is because when you as women raise your standards, when you raise the bar, that's a higher jump that we have to make. Mm. And it's not that as men are intimidated to jump that high. It's just that they've never been required to in the past. Mm. So you've created a new dilemma, and you're absolutely correct. There is a new dilemma that's created, but it's a great new dilemma because men will respond accordingly. It'll take them a minute, but they're going to find out, oh, okay, oh, okay, so they done pulled it together oh, they got their self-esteem together. Oh, they ain't falling for this trick no more. And then a man just has to make the adjustment that, okay, cool, this one's not for games. And what you've actually done is that you've eliminated the pretenders, so to speak. So the men that aren't about to rise up to climb over your bar, they've been knocked out. And it's not by intimidation. They really just wasn't going, they not at your level. So what you want? I'm not going to ask you to dumb it down, but if a guy's not willing to step over the bar you've created, it's not that he's intimidated. He just don't qualify. Every man can't qualify for you. I'm sorry.
So what should
and you
do?
Shouldn't give every man a chance mm-hmm. with you. This ain't no damn, you know, this ain't no time to be, well, I give everybody a shot to be fair. This ain't what this is.
Not too nicey-nice, huh?
No.
So what should she do? Should she move in different circles? Get in?
Well, you know, as you elevate your game, you know, the game got to be exposed to different places, you know. It's other dating sites other than swipe right, swipe left. It's things going on other than Bumble. It's stuff out there that, you know, elite daters, you know.
Really?
You know, it's a lot of stuff
Quiet,
out there
Tommy.
That cost a little bit more to get on.
Yeah.
And I don't know them all, but there's other places to meet. There's places you can go and associate that brings on a different clientele of people. But if you keep hanging around the same people, you go to the same church, the same dude coming in there every Sunday. Mm-hmm. Ain't a whole lot of new dudes coming in church.
So you're saying she's got to change her surroundings, do some different things. Yeah.
Of course.
If that's who she wants to attract.
Yeah,
now.
If you've elevated, you got to get where they at.
But for the time being, though, there's some people below her if she wants to just, you know.
Don't nobody want, she don't want to go below down there where you at.
I ain't down there. I'm just, why I'm down
he
there?
He said I ain't down there.
Mad, I'm down there.
Well, you know, you the one spoke up. I mean, some women want to come down here. But no, they don't.
There's bottom feeders, top feeders. There's all types of.
Who wants bottom feeders?
That's catfish. You been
to
catfish? Okay.
I mean, you may end up with it, but you don't want to.
No, you're not. That's, no. You're not in your top
catfish
three.
Catfish is good, Tommy, until you done had turbo.
What is turbo?
Right. Oh, see, you ain't
right
had that.
See, maybe you need to get yourself some turbo.
What lake is that in? What is turbo?
All right, we got to move on, guys.
It's in an ocean.
Coming up next, it is the nephew with the prank phone call for today, right after this.
When you called a turbo?
Don't worry about it. It's too fast for you.
Shut up.
Goodness.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject, wait till you hear this one. You have to take the good with the bad. But right now, the nephew is here.
What is that, marriage?
Oh, you'll see. This is a crazy one, Steve. But right now, nephew Tommy is here with today's prank phone call. Neff, what you got?
Drug test. Time to take a drug test. Yep. Yep.
People nervous.
At the job?
Yep, at the job. Drug test. That's right, baby. Yep.
I don't pass mine. Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't care what they want. I ain't got nothing.
Well, watch. Listen to this lady right here. Here it is.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Faye, please.
This is she.
Hello, this is Officer Rogers from the probation department.
Yes, sir.
Listen now, you have been on probation for a little over a year now. Am I right, Faye?
Yes, sir. You're correct.
Now, you're supposed to be serving 2 years probation?
Two.
All right. Now, I'm giving you a call, actually. I'm bringing you a bit of bad news, and I hate to do this, but you came in, Faye, a couple weeks ago and did a drug test. Am I right?
Uh-huh, I sure did. I did.
All right. Now, Faye, I hate to bring you some bad news, but the actual drug test that you took has come back positive.
Oh, you're a f***ing lie. That's a lie.
Wait a minute. Now, you came in a couple weeks ago. You took a drug test. This drug test has actually come in positive. Now, what I want to say to you is this. You're going to have to actually.
No, sir. My test wasn't positive. You got the wrong person.
Hold on a second. I either need you to come in to me, or I don't want to save the embarrassment of having to send a car out to pick you up. Now,
I don't give a damn how much embarrassment you're talking about, sir. I gave you some and my was good.
Ma'am, right now
you
I got
what you a. Want to say.
You have a positive drug test. You have you come up positive, ma'am. Now you're gonna have
if
to
use
actually.
Did they use your? Did they use mine?
We used the one that you brought us. Now
must have been the wrong one. Couldn't have been.
Ma'am,
I'm sorry, sir, but I wouldn't have gave you no bad urine. It just wasn't me.
Ma'am,
now,
I don't want to have
go
a.
Back to jail. I don't even know why you would call me with this nonsense. I got
ma'am.
Children. I'm trying to do right. I don't know why you would call me. I wouldn't have gave you no bad. That's not me. You said lie.
Ma'am,
you
listen. You actually have to come in and do another 3 months now.
Oh, sir, y'all can come pick me up. I can for you right now. I can in your hand if you want me to.
Ma'am, your urine has come back positive of drugs. Now, I don't know any other way to explain it to you. You've been actually evidently using drugs again.
Sir, I'm trying to tell you, I don't use no drugs. I've been clean for a year and some months now. You got the wrong. That's not my.
Now, how do you
telling you that?
How do you know it's not yours, ma'am? It's got your name on the lid, everything. You have come back positive.
Well, evidently you put your name on it because that ain't my.
Had
my would have came back. My would have came back good. You can't call me and tell me I gave you some bad. Can't
ma'am.
Call me and tell me that. That's a negative, sir. That's a double negative.
It's not a double negative. It's a double positive. You've actually come back positive. Faye is written here on the actual cup.
Maybe you have more than one Faye.
No. No, we don't have more than one Faye. You're the only Faye. I've actually double-checked that myself. You need to either come in or we're going to have to come out and haul you behind in here.
Well, I need you to come right now because I got the right now. Come right now. Come on.
Are you trying to tell me that if I come and pick you up and take your urine now, your urine is going to come up negative? Is that what you're saying?
I'm telling you that. You're double positive with that. My urine is going to come up negative.
Ma'am, I don't want to come out, haul you in front of your family, but you're actually going to be coming in and you're going to do 3 months. That's all I can tell you.
I'm confident, sir. You got the wrong say, Alan, or you got the wrong. It's one of the two. Might be both. You got the wrong. You got the wrong say.
I'm letting you.
No positive. I ain't had no positive. I'm trying to tell you, I got kids. I ain't had no positive.
Listen, ma'am, I'm telling you one more time. You either want to come in or want me to come and get you. Which one?
Let me tell you what I want you to do. I want you to find out who the you have. Because that ain't my. Don't call me no more and tell me nothing about you got some that is not good. I gave you some good. How many times I got to for y'all? Y'all keep picking up people, falsely accusing folks. Y'all had me saying some time, miss my children. Now I'm hot. I've been giving you good and you still want to with me. I'm tired. I ain't giving you no bad. Don't call me no more with no like that. And where is my probation officer? You say your name is what?
My name is Officer Rogers.
Sir, I don't know Officer Rogers. Like I said, you might be the reason why the came back positive. You might be the reason. I need to speak with Mr. Williams. That's my probation officer. Officer Williams, no, I have clean at all times. Mr. Rogers, you shouldn't be calling me.
I should be calling you because I'm going to have to come down and haul your behind in myself.
Well, you can bring your on. And when you come, you bring Mr. Williams with you. He'll let you know I don't have no positive. You can come to my job.
You know what? There's one more thing that I need to.
Bring your on. Come on right now. Come on.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening to me?
What is it, sir?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister, Allen.
I know one thing. Y'all play too much. Y'all play too much. You tell that
whooping
I was coming to give Mr. Rogers, she gonna get that whooping.
Say
well,
you
no, all right? No positive. Scared the hell out of me. Had me thinking I was doing drugs and didn't know about it. Somebody just killed up my nose. I'm gonna need y'all not to play with people like that.
Okay. Say you all right?
Hell no, I'm nervous as hell.
It's your sister. She put me up to it, baby.
Well, when you ever see her, you see what she looked like. I'm gonna beat the hell out of her.
I got one more question for you, baby. You got to tell me this. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You wasn't having that one.
No, sir.
I think I got cussed out.
No, yeah.
I think I got cussed out.
You think, maybe?
I mean, I like real hard, I think I got cussed
yeah,
out.
Yeah, she was not having it.
Hey, let me thank Tampa. Tampa, y'all sold out 6 shows for me in Tampa, Florida. I want to say thank you at the Improv. I appreciate that. We had a good time. Appreciate y'all coming to see the nephew. The next stop is Killeen, Texas. Brand new comedy club in Killeen. Twice as funny comedy club. I will be there 14, 15, 16. That's Valentine's night, baby. Bring your baby. Bring your single ladies. However you want to do it, y'all come on out. The nephew will be in Killeen, Texas, February 14, 15, 16. Tickets on sale right now.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Up next, it is the strawberry letter for today. The subject, you have to take the good with the bad. Ooh, we'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for today's strawberry letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please, please, please submit your strawberry letter to Steve Harvey FM and click submit strawberry letter. We could read your letter live on the air, just like we're going to do this one. This one might need a little disclaimer at the beginning. So if you're around kids, you might not want them to hear this letter, okay? Please don't.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject, you have to take the good with the bad. Dear Stephen Shirley, I need some advice on a different kind of double standard with men and women. My ex-boyfriend has a lot of flaws, and I overlooked them in the beginning because I was really into him and wanted things to work out. For example, when we met, he told me he lived downtown in a brownstone. So a few weeks later, I went over to his place. I pulled up, and he escorted me in through the basement door and told me he hangs out down there most of the time. So we started kissing and making out on the couch, and he had managed to take off all my clothes and most of his when someone knocked on the door. He threw a blanket over me and went to answer the door. It was a woman at the door. He said it was his ex-wife, and she just stopped in to say hi. Then he asked me if I wanted to meet her. I was sitting there naked, mind you. She went away, and he told me that he rents a room in the basement from her, but she rarely comes down there. I know I should have left him alone then, but I didn't. Fast forward to when we finally had sex for the first time. This man had the nerve to joke about me having a squishy stomach. And he told me that I could have done a better job at trimming the hedges.
Wow.
If you know what I mean. That was it. I cursed him out and told him he's a borderline bum that lived with his ex and he has a big stomach and a little bitty everything else. Since then, he has not spoken to me. I did not mean to hurt him. I just wanted him to understand that he's not perfect either. Why do women always have to take the good with the bad, but men want us to be perfect and flawless? What can I do to get this man back? Please help. Girl, what?
Girl, what?
Get him back? You better run away and keep running, okay? Why would you want to get back with a man who lives in the basement of his ex-wife's brownstone? I don't understand. And what is she just stopping by to say hi for? Is this making sense to anyone, anybody out here?
No.
Okay. I mean, my answer is going to be really short. I'm almost done, okay? Not only that, I mean, the man insulted you twice, okay? You don't have to take this from anyone. He said you had a squishy stomach and all of that. Girl, please, get your self-esteem up and listen to your gut when it tells you to leave and leave him alone, please. You already cursed. Listen to your gut, literally. Somebody said, come on. You already cursed him out and called him a bum. Okay, level up. Leave him alone. Okay, you could do better. You could do better. Steve.
I love this letter right
here. Yeah, I knew you would.
This probably going to be my favorite letter.
I knew you would.
How many minutes I got before we go to break? Just give me an idea.
You got about 5
oh,
minutes.
Oh, Lord.
You're
thank
good.
You.
Yeah, good money.
Here we go. Your ex-boyfriend has a lot of flaws and you overlooked him in the beginning because you was into him and you wanted stuff to work out. So first of all, he told you he lived downtown in a brownstone. Yep. Where that's at? Who live downtown in a brownstone? So you go over to his place, you pull up, this thing gets shaky to you. He escorts you in through the basement door, told you he hang out down there most of the time. So right after you get down there, because this way he hang out, y'all start kissing. Here where the letter took a turn and making out on the couch. And here the line, and my favorite line, and he had managed to take off all my clothes and most of his. He managed that. Really?
Break it down, Steve.
And damn near all of his. So y'all almost completely naked. Then somebody knocks on the door. He threw a blanket over me and went to answer the door. This ain't the time to go to the door. Uh-uh. If I'm almost naked, I never stop for that.
Right.
Oh, okay. No. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Even in my own house.
Right.
Them damn kids. Get your ass waving the door.
One more time. One more time.
Get your ass waving the door.
Stupid.
I'm not finna throw no blanket over and go to this door.
Is she a dog?
Yeah. I don't need no blanket. I'm busy. Go to the door. Answer the door. And it's a woman at the door. Now, he threw a blanket over you. He almost naked. I don't know if he went to the door with a sock on. He got a sock and a hoodie. So he had to go with a sock and a hoodie.
You're stupid.
Just naked from the waist down with just one sock and a hoodie. It was a woman at the door. He came back and told you it was his ex-wife. And she stopped by to say hi. Then he asked me if I wanted to meet her. Hey, you want to meet her? She right outside the door. She know you in here. I know you're naked, but you're sitting under this blanket. I was sitting there naked. She went away, and he told me that he rents a room in the basement from her. But she rarely comes down there. I know I should have left him alone then, but I didn't. Fast forward, we finally had sex for the first time. Mm. Well, I know you couldn't at that time. No, not with that hoodie on and that one sock and you over there naked and his wife at the damn door. It's kind of hard to be in the mood after that, ain't it?
Yeah, it is.
This man had the nerve to joke about me having a squishy stomach. And he told me I could have done a better job trimming the hedges, if you know what I mean. Well. That was it. You cussed him out and told him he's borderline bum that lived with his ex, and he got a big stomach and a little bitty everything else. Since then, he ain't spoken to me. Well, when we come back, we're going to find out why he ain't said nothing else to you.
You heard it, dude.
I'm going to tell you why he ain't said a damn thing to you.
All right, well, Steve, we're going to have part two of your response coming up at 23 after the hour. Subject of the strawberry letter, you have to take the good with the bad. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, let's recap today's strawberry letter. And you have to take the good with the bad. That is the subject. Let's go.
Man. Dating this man had a lot of flaws. Told you live downstairs downtown in a brownstone. Go down there, you go through the basement door. You don't even see the living room or nothing. You're just down in the basement. You're down there at the furnace and water heater. That's where you at.
She's where?
You downstairs with the furnace and the water heater. Now, how your ass ended up negative beyond me? Let me tell you something. I've done a lot of stuff in my day.
Yeah.
But getting naked over there by that furnace, that's touch and go. I try not to have my ass out when I'm by a hot water heater. That flame with that pilot on it. That's a hard place to be naked. Oh, all them dust
it.
Balls down there.
It ain't
spider
sexy.
Webs. It ain't sexy down there. That little light you see, that ain't no candle. That's the pilot.
That's the pilot.
Man.
Hey, you get naked. Somehow you wind up, you naked. He almost naked. Somebody knock on the door. He go to the door. It's a damn woman. He come out and tell you his wife, hey, she over here. You want to meet her.
What?
You butt out naked. He asked you, you want to meet his wife. Of course, you told him no. She went away. He told you he rent a room. She rarely come down there. Fast forward. We finally had sex for the first time. I'm assuming you was back down there in the back cave.
In the downtown brownstone?
Downtown brownstone. You even more than downtown. You downstairs. You ain't just downstairs. You're in the basement. We can't get no lower in the house. Now, you ain't downstairs. You in the damn basement. You had sex down there. The man had the nerve to joke about me having a squishy stomach. Then he told me I could have done a better job trimming the hedges down there, if you know what I mean. Well, that was it. I cussed him out. I told him he's a borderline bum that lived with his ex-wife. He got a big stomach and a little bitty everything else. Now, since then, he ain't spoken to me. I ain't mean to hurt him.
Yes,
what?
<you did. laughs>
Let's go over what you said to him, that you didn't mean to hurt him. You cussed him out. You didn't think that would hurt him? All right, well, that maybe not. Told him he was borderline bum. Nah, heard worse than that before. That ain't going to hurt me. You live with your ex-wife. That would hurt me. Because once you my ex, I'm out your damn. Now, he got a big stomach. That would have bothered me a little bit, but, you know, ain't nobody said that to me, but I know what's there.
It ain't really bothering me.
Yeah. You know, I don't even call it a stomach no more. I refer to it as income. So you can say what you want.
Oh, that's
say,
what it is, dog.
You can call my. You can say I got a gut if you want to. I call it income.
Yeah.
I'm doing well. So I can get past the stomach. Hit a part where you tried to take him to his knees. You got a big stomach and a little bitty everything else.
Now that hurts.
Now that's where the pain comes in. I know my stomach.
This is not about
ain't
you.
Ain't what it need to be. I know it ain't flat like it was.
Yeah.
But we all know what's under this. And now why you done chose to call it little bitty? It was the same size it was 30 years ago. It's just the stomach done downsized and it got it looking a little different. That's what hurt his ass. That's the pain here. That's why he ain't called you back. It's that little bitty everything else. And then I just wanted him to understand, you know, he ain't spoken to me. I ain't mean to hurt him. I just want him to understand that he not perfect either. Well, he know now. Why do women always have to take the good with the bad, but then want us to be perfect? Men, what? What are you talking about?
Men.
He ain't perfect. He stayed downstairs. Under the downstairs, he in the damn basement that he renting from his ex-wife, who she don't want him no
more.
That's
rock bottom.
Who found out you was in there and didn't even want to come in there because she went, good luck, baby. If this who you want, he down here in this damn basement, you can have him. He got to shoot shots at you because he ain't nothing. You don't see what he did? He tried to bring you down to make himself look better.
Absolutely.
He got a big stomach. And he in a house that ain't his. What can I do to get this man back? For what?
that's
the part. Even
I want back with him.
I think that's
what did he do? He ain't said nothing you liked. He don't live where you like. He ain't got the stomach you like. And now we done found out all them little itty bitty parts he got.
That you don't like.
His Jack Johnson can't even be called a Jack Johnson.
What?
JJ. Just say JJ.
He got other nicknames like TT.
Like
Sweet Pea.
Dang Dang.
Yeah, Dang Dang. Earl the Pearl. Lil Mane. Lil Mane.
Mighty Mouse.
Pop Ting.
Yeah. 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 tiny tots. No, tater tots. No, come over here with your tater tot looking at like you finna do something. You take that big ass tongue with them damn tater tots over here. You look like three little tater tots looking at me.
All the stuff he said about her.
How is your taters the same size as your tot? You tell me that. How is your two little taters the same size as your tot? You just over here with these little three tater tots. He sitting up here talking about she got a squishy stomach. Yeah.
Yeah, he started it.
Yeah. Damn it. Lady, I don't see what you want with him. I really don't.
You want him back?
Girl, bye. Down in the basement.
With his ex-wife's house. Who stops by to say hi? Nothing. All right, listen. We got to get out of here. Please email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. Now, coming up in 10 minutes, lifestyle guru B. Smith has Alzheimer's disease, and her husband has a girlfriend, and her fans are not happy about it. We'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, we all know B. Smith, the lifestyle guru, former restaurateur. Well, she's now 69 years old, and she's battling Alzheimer's, okay?
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. They used to call her the Black Martha Stewart.
Mm-hmm. Man, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm.
Her husband, Dan, has a girlfriend, and B. Smith's fans are not happy about this. Her husband revealed his relationship with his white girlfriend on social media, and now B. Smith's fans are upset about it. So, people are like, what happened to your vows, you know, when you take your vows, your marriage vows, in sickness and in health? Some people feel like the husband is being disrespectful. But before you judge, please take a listen to B. Smith's husband explanation. This is courtesy of the Washington Post. Yeah, listen to this. Take
a listen. Talking?
Uh-huh. Listen. Mm-hmm.
I believe in the sanctity of marriage, but I don't believe death do you part means that because you made a commitment, if the person is not there, that you should sit there and watch your life shrivel up. And that's why I am where I am today, taking care of B and having someone else in my life.
Yeah.
That was,
what? Huh?
Yeah.
It's
people are really torn with this, though.
What? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He said that?
Yeah, yeah. And I think the woman comes in, she spends the night there at their home.
Spend the night?
A couple of times. Mm-hmm.
He got her in the house?
Yeah, a couple of nights a week, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah. People are really torn, though.
Now, and the daughter.
Whoa. What did you just say?
That was stupid.
Wait.
What about her, about the woman staying at the house sometimes? Yeah. Yeah, she stays there a couple of nights a week.
But she helps as a caregiver,
and she helps, she's helping the husband out.
Whoa.
She's helping the husband out.
She the caregiver for who?
For B.
She's
Smith.
Not the caregiver. She helps out. She helps take care of B. Smith. She does.
And his daughter, who they both raised, she also helps, and she seems to be fine with it as well.
Yeah, yeah. She's supportive of it. They're all there. Yeah.
Okay, this is a tough one.
It's very tough.
Yes, a lot of people are torn.
I don't know, man. I don't know. First of all, I don't know why he talking. Well, this ain't the time to come out and make statements.
He said he didn't want to hide it anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, he was the one that revealed the relationship on social media.
On social media. Yeah.
What'd he do that for? Uh-uh.
That's what he did.
Yeah.
Now, well, let me say this. Because I know both of them. Met them before. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this about B. I feel horrible about them. Alzheimer's is horrible
yeah.
affliction. Mm-hmm. It really is. It robs you of your mental capacity to remember, to think. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just takes the person that you are completely away. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And this is his life now with his girlfriend, his wife, and his daughter, and they are all taking care of Miss Beverly.
Like Shirley said,
her fans are upset. They feel like maybe this woman is living off the lifestyle that, you know, B. Smith, this empire that, you know, that
she's just a disrespect.
Right. And that he's being disrespectful for having this woman in the home with his wife. What about your vows in sickness and in health? They're saying he seems to ignore the part about in sickness and in health. You know, people are
blatant disrespect.
They're very much torn. with this situation. Look, he just didn't want to be. He wanted to bring it out in the open.
Well, look, I can't
judge.
Yeah, it's not fair for me to sit in judgment of another person's situation mm-hmm. when I haven't been faced with that exact dilemma.
Right, and that's what people are and saying. And that's what he says.
Know, B could be, man, I haven't, the last time I talked to her, there was nothing wrong. She was so healthy, full of life. Matter of fact, mm-hmm. we were at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. We were at her restaurant.
Wow.
That was a long time ago, but I remember that, and I saw her at a play somewhere. And so she's always been this really beautiful and vibrant person. So yeah. To see her that's suffer smart. From this and to hear about it is shocking. Now, to his credit, he did come out with an explanation and said it. Now, here's the part. If B's daughter is okay with
well, his daughter. They raised them together. Yeah.
She helped raise her stepdaughter. His
daughter. Yeah, not her daughter.
No.
It's, I mean, it's they raised her.
Not her biological daughter, no.
So I'm assuming he met her while she was a caregiver for B.
No, I'm not saying this woman is a healthcare provider, caregiver. He has a relationship with this woman, and she now is a part of helping the family take care of her. That's not her job. I'm saying that's what she's doing.
She's pitching in.
That's not her. I'm not going to say that's her profession.
Yeah, she was married
over there, part of it.
To this really rich guy who owned a lot of parking structures in New York where they live. But they're no longer together, obviously.
Mm-hmm. But she stays over. The girlfriend stays over a couple of nights a week.
Yeah, sometimes she stays over there. Yeah, mm-hmm. and their home. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. That's the tough part.
That'd be uncomfortable.
Yeah. That's very tough.
But his thing is she's not really there. He can't reach her, you know, anymore like that mentally because she's been afflicted with
this disease. I've seen it firsthand.
Disease.
They don't know you there.
Yeah.
Trust me, they don't.
My father had dementia. It's tough. Some days he knew who I was. Some days he didn't.
Yeah. And didn't they write a book together before her Alzheimer's took on, you know, such severity as it is now? They wrote a book called Before I Forget.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's been with her a long time, so he feels like he helped build that empire.
Yeah. A long time. Yeah.
Yeah. They've been together over 20-something years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an
interesting story.
Yeah,
man.
It's a sad situation, too.
I can see both sides of what people are saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for me to judge.
Yeah,
for him
really
to come
torn.
Forward, he must have really resolved this in his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's tough when your wife is in the house and your girlfriend is staying over there. That one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I ain't gonna be able to run that by my family.
All right, Steve, we got to move on here. Coming up at the top of the hour, it is record cold in some parts of the country. And President Donald Trump jokes that we need global warming, but he said global whamming when he tweeted.
He can't say his W.
You know he's challenged in certain areas. Yeah, in certain areas. All right, we'll talk about it when we come back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
An Arctic deep freeze is blanketing the Midwest and Northeast this week, sending temperatures plummeting below zero in many areas. And President Donald Trump is using it as an opportunity to poke fun at the claims of global warming. A displaced polar vortex is dropping temperatures in the Midwest down to as low as minus 30 degrees with wind chills making it feel like it's minus 60. Oh,
jeez.
I do not miss home. I do not miss home. President Trump tweeted last night, in the beautiful Midwest, wind chill temperatures are reaching minus 60 degrees, the coldest ever recorded. In coming days, expect to get even colder. People can't last outside even for minutes. What the hell is going on with global warming? Please come back fast. We need you. His tweet was immediately slammed by science and climate experts who reminded the president that global warming is what's causing extreme weather conditions. Also, FYI, in the tweet, the president actually misspelled warming. Like I said, he typed whaming, global whamming or whatever. No R.
So W-A-M-I-N-G.
Yeah, no R, just
when
whamming.
Your president is having the same troubles as your nephew, we're in a world of trouble.
Global warming.
Yeah.
Global
yeah.
what, Tommy?
Global warming.
Right there.
He typed.
Our president is just like my nephew. Y'all go do the math.
I'm actually smarter, I think.
Than the president?
Hell yeah. I made all them problems.
You smarter than the president.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, I really am.
You want a cookie for that?
You want something?
All right, in other related Donald Trump news, he has accepted rescheduling his speaking dates. Trump will now give the State of the Union on February 5th after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi canceled the original date that was set for January 29th. Due to the government shutdown, of course. Pelosi invited Trump on the rescheduled date on Monday, and he accepted the offer. Meanwhile, Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, has agreed to speak in private to the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence on February 8th. He was originally set to testify in an open session, but canceled last Wednesday after claiming that his family was being threatened by Mr. Trump.
Well, if you listen to what Trump was saying about his father-in-law, and then Giuliani came on Cuomo and said some more stuff about maybe we need to look into his father-in-law. That was like
the Russian
threat.
Connection, yeah.
So now, once they got that out, so now if anything happens to the father-in-law, they can tie it back to Trump said and Giuliano said. So now he's going up there to testify on the 8th.
In a closed session.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm telling you, man, this ain't going to go good. See, you can say what you want to say, but too many people that were brought in by this president are now indicted.
A bunch of them.
His administration.
So many. All the president's men. So many.
So what you're saying, this is who you've been running with. He's a liar. He's a crook. They worked for you.
One of his aides wrote a book. What's the name of it? By something about vipers. I can't think of the title right now. Every picture you saw of the two of them, they were right together. He was one of the president's aides. He's been going around on his book tour talking about his book. And President Trump tweeted he was a low-level assistant. No,
he was with him the whole time.
Right. That was your boy. No, not Papadopoulos. I'll get his name. But anyway, he wrote. It's a new book that's out. It's something Vipers.
His name is Cliff Sims.
Yeah, Cliff Sims. And the
book is called The Team of Vipers.
Team of Vipers, yeah. Something like that. And so he's been all over the TV. He's been on CNN. He's been on The View. He's been everywhere and talking about, you know, what has gone on in the White House and all of that. And every picture they show, it's of him in close proximity.
The cover is the two of them.
Yeah, they're right together and trying.
They the couple.
And, well, he said he was low level.
He was a low level employee. I'm like, what? He's right here with you. Every picture. Yeah. Team of Vipers. They're together. It's crazy. He distances.
My 500 extraordinary days in the Trump White House.
Yeah. Team of Vipers. That's the name of the book. Yeah.
It's just gone. Have you all noticed Sarah Huckabee?
What about her, Steve?
I'm just saying, keep a close eye for her.
She's still there, though. She has not cracked yet.
You fading, dog?
See it.
You see something
else
happening?
She's got to be exhausted.
Oh, she's tired.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to me. Off air, I'm going to tell y'all what I saw, but I'm telling you, I saw it when she was talking the other day. Yeah. I can't say it on the air, but I'll tell you. But please keep a close eye. Sarah Huckabee ain't got long for this.
She looks a little weary.
Because Kelly Conway is actually done. She threw it this. She just hanging on because people done told her she gonna quit.
Oh, they talk about Kellyanne Conway in the book Team of Vipers.
She just gonna be spiteful and hang in there. She wants to leave now.
her husband's a leaker.
Yeah, they say she's
the
a leaker.
Information too.
And you know her husband's a big Trump opponent. He does not like Donald Trump.
Hates him.
They live in the same house, sleep in the same bed.
That's working.
Yeah.
Pillow talk.
Right.
What is that about?
Right. Come on now.
That sex ain't been good for the last 2 years. Probably two and a half.
Since the election.
That ain't no good.
Since he won.
Oh, that.
It's aggressive.
it's not good. They not.
He don't even want you.
All right, coming up, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, there was an eye in the sky over Bill Cosby last week, and prison officials are not too happy about this. Someone flew a drone over the Pennsylvania prison. Bill Cosby was being escorted through the yard at the time. You know, he does get an escort because of his blindness. The prison was immediately put on lockdown for an entire day. Officials believe someone in the media was trying to get a shot of Cosby, but no pictures or videos have shown up online yet. Cosby, of course, is doing 3 to 10 years for sexual assault.
I didn't know when he walking through the yard.
Probably someone tipped him off.
Yeah, dog, they telling you. Yeah. Because if they get that picture, they going to split it with the guard.
Yeah.
Dog, the majority of contraband is brought into prisons by guards.
Right.
Yeah, they got a lot of other ways, but guards are, they're none of the most highest paid people in the world. And you get caught. You get caught in situations. Like, in some inmates, you just be cool with them. There's some cool people in prison, man. People don't understand that. And when I say that, how can you say they're cool people? They're criminals. They're really, some good people made bad judgment calls and wind up in prison. Now, I'm not talking about people who murdering and raping people.
A lot of nonviolent.
You're just an evil person. But there's a lot of people in there that could committed nonviolent crimes that just got busted doing something they shouldn't have been doing. And they some really, really cool people, man, who deserve another chance. And victims have rights too now, so. Yeah. You know.
And another news, Steve. Did you guys hear about this one? The FaceTime software flaw, flaw that allows iPhone spying. A security flaw in the FaceTime.
Everybody been talking about that. My son called me and showed me how it worked.
Oh, he did?
Really? Yeah.
Did you get it?
What you mean, get it?
I mean, did you understand what he was saying?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
How does it work?
Well, it allows you to secretly listen to an iPhone owner's conversations without their knowledge, and Apple has confirmed the bug. You better believe they're working around the clock to correct it.
Y'all Samsung is the way I've been telling y'all this.
Androids.
Android, baby.
They expect a software update sometime before Friday of this week. The trick to spying on your iPhone friends is to make a FaceTime video call, okay? And while it's still ringing, you can swipe up from the bottom of the screen and click Add Person. Select your own phone number. You will be able to hear the microphone on the phone of the person you called, whether they take your FaceTime call or not.
That will break up a happy
home. I'm finna do this
right now.
Yeah, that's deep, though.
Turn this off.
Big Brother is watching,
Yeah, you can turn it off, and then they can't do it.
Breaking up a happy home.
They better get that software up.
Right now. Or quit using it.
You're awfully quiet, Steve. Are you scared?
He's scared to pick up his phone.
I don't even know how to pick up FaceTime.
Wait, before it was a bug, he didn't answer our phone call.
Right. Oh, goodness.
He didn't FaceTime.
I really can't answer your call now. Oh, no. Y'all ain't finna get me on this bug. Text me back.
You be saying
That's crazy, though.
You know that that little ring. Yeah. I don't even pay no attention to that.
Think of the crazy stuff you done said, though. Somebody hearing that?
All the time, yeah. That's not what you want.
You get home. Who's Sandra?
Oh, no.
Huh?
What the hell she know how?
Oh, and why you FaceTiming her?
That's like Taraji's movie.
What
men want. Yeah. You can read their minds now.
Man.
Yeah.
We could throw this phone out the
together.
Window.
All right, more of Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Some sad news in entertainment. This is according to TMZ. Grammy-winning R&B legend, singer-songwriter James Ingram has died from a battle with brain cancer. James had been fighting the cancer for an extended period of time. Actress and choreographer Debbie Allen reacted to the news on Tuesday, saying, quote, "I have lost my dearest friend." James Ingram recorded several chart toppers in the 80s, including his number one duet with Patti Austin, Baby Come to Me. Mm. Oh, Lord. Such great music. Jam. Yeah. 100 Ways and Just Once. He also won a Grammy for Yama Be There, his duet with Michael McDonald, and another for 100 Ways. He couldn't be denied with that one. James Ingram, of course, worked closely with Quincy Jones over the years, recording and writing hits. For instance, he and Q co-wrote Michael Jackson's PYT.
That's big.
Yeah,
that's my
yeah, pretty young thing. Mm-hmm.
Legend.
Steve, we losing all the great ones, man.
You know, man, legend. It's like it's really sad because you know, I had Chaka Khan on the show the other day.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And I asked Chaka Khan, I said, Chaka, what's the big difference between artists of yesterday in your era and artists today? And she, without hesitation, she said, it's talent.
Oh. Mm.
Wow.
Oh.
And
that was big.
And because, you know, what she's saying is, she's saying it from this standpoint. It's not to say that these artists today aren't talented, mm-hmm. because there are some, I can go down the list of some bad people out there. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Beyonce is the Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of she's the queen
the
of pop.
Right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the best female performer I've ever seen in my life. I've seen all of them.
Wow.
I've seen them all. You know, I never saw Ella Fitzgerald perform. I heard her. But and I've heard Whitney's voice. Whitney's voice is the best I've ever heard. Yeah. But total performer is Beyonce. I've never seen that. There are some voices out there, you know, or some stylists, you know. But of yesterday, what she was saying was, it was so many. It was nothing for you to do but say. You know, it was no, you know, rap wasn't out then. You know, you had to be able to sing, dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even when rap first caught on, it was still R&B out there. Mm-hmm. We still had adult contemporary music. And the talent level was just outstanding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is today, man. It's just, you've got to go, every so often today, they produce a singer where you go, wow, there's Beyonce. Okay, that girl Adele can sing.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, you look around, you know, and you go, okay, now, wait a minute. Christina Aguilera can flat out blow. You know what I'm saying? Vivian Green can sing. Lettucey can blow. Alicia Keys,
Jill Scott.
Give it to him. Jill Scott, you know. But Jill Scott came out in 2000s. That was 18, 19 years ago.
Real strong.
Yeah.
Can you
That's
believe that?
That's crazy,
Real
man.
Strong.
Yeah.
So Chaka was back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You understand?
That was a different
Living
brand.
Legend. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That era of singers, you will never get again. I'm telling you, you'll never get them again.
Well.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Losing the great ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Steve, coming up, our last break of the day, closing remarks, okay? Get ready, people. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are, last break of the day. Steve, I know you have some closing remarks for us today. What you got?
I mean, man, I've read some good books, man. Bishop Jakes' books are Basic Instincts. Great book, man. Just a great book. I really, for the most part, only have the time to read certain types of books. And the types of books I usually choose to read are self-help books. You know, books where I can improve myself. You know, that would include the Bible. But there are some books out there that are written spiritually based that are very, very helpful also. And Joel Osteen has a book. I think I told you a little bit about it earlier this week. The name of the book is Next Level Thinking. Next level thinking says it all. Because let me explain something. I don't care who you are. If you want to get to the next level, if you don't want to stay where you are, if you want to elevate yourself and get to the next level, you're going to have to change your current thinking. See, listen to me, y'all. All of us have thought ourselves to where we are now. We ain't got nobody else to blame. Oh, you can choose to do it that way? Well, if they hadn't have done me wrong, if I hadn't have lost my job, I got all that. Things do happen in life. Admittedly, things come along that we have no control over that can set us back at times. I am fully aware of that. But in order to grow, you've got to pick up the slack and take the blame. Because you can't change another person. You can't make another person be something you want them to be. You can't stop everybody from hating on you. You can't stop the plant from closing. You might not be able to stop foreclosure on your home. You might not be able to get that child of yours to graduate for nothing in the world. So, there are things that are going to happen that you have no control over. The one thing you can really control is you. You can do something about you. So here's the deal. If you are somewhere in life and you desire to go to the next level, in order to get to the next level, I don't care who you are, you have to change some thinking. If I want to get to the next level that I'm trying to accomplish, I have to change some of my current thinking. Because we've all thought ourselves to where we are right now. We are all a product of our thoughts and actions. All of us. All of us. Every last one of us. We are partly responsible and greatly responsible for where we are. Now, thank you for the grace of God that many of us are in places that we couldn't have possibly worked ourselves into. And I want to volunteer my hand and stick it up in the air because I am one of those people. My life is covered with God's grace. I'll give him that. But let me explain something to you. If I don't put the work in, what does God put his finger on to bless? So what I'm saying is, we've all thought ourselves to where we are, and thank God for his grace that we are all, some of us are further along than we even should be. I'm included. But if you have any intention of growing, expanding, developing, being more successful, being happier, being more well-liked, being more meaningful, more impactful of a person, you want to be effective in more people's lives, you want to be a catalyst for change, you are going to have to change your thinking. It will not happen unless you change your thinking. So as well as you might think I'm doing, I want you to know something. The plan that I have for myself, the one that I'm confiding in God with on a daily basis, has required, as Joel Osteen's book says, that you're going to have to develop some next level thinking. I met with a billionaire one time, and I'm feeling okay about myself, and I'm at his house, and I'm realizing, man, this dude right here is on some whole nother. And as we got to talking after hours and hours, he says, Steve, you're going to have to elevate your thinking. And I said, man, I'm a really positive person. He said, yeah, well, you're going to have to, let me see the phrase he used to me. I can't think of the exact phrase he said to me, but I got the message. You're going to have to big up, meaning you're going to have to supersize everything. If you want to change 10,000 boys' lives a year, you got to start thinking of how you can change a million of them a year. I went, wow. He said, if you want to send 10,000 kids to school, he said, you should change your thinking. How do you send a million of them to school? He said, man, if your goal is to make 1,000 millionaires, how do you make a million millionaires? He said, that's how billionaires think. They level everything up. Everything goes up with them. They think up, therefore they act up, therefore they become up, therefore they come up. It's crazy, man. You've got to develop next level thinking. I recommend Joel Osteen's book. I kid you not, man. It's just a great book. But you got to change the way you think, everybody. If you want to do better, you got to change. Those are my calls.
Drop it, baby. Drop it, baby. Oh, listen, oh,
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.